Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Well, we're up and about. We were up and about, Whispers, and it's the time of the year when the AFL season starts and there's so many people tuning in, the signal gets lost. But we're here. Joel Selwood, the Geelong champ's going to join us. Kel Toomey, AFL.com.au. George Samios, John Epping, John from Epping, Sam Edmund. It's all happening, Whispers. There's a little bit of chaos here at the moment, but we're just happy to be on air.
Good morning to you, buddy. You didn't spill your coffee again, did you?
No, I did not.
Are you sure you're not responsible for that?
No, I've got my nice desk cover here, so not at all. Anyway, we're here.
We're here.
AFL footy is off and running tonight at the MCG, 7:20. The ground, you were there last night.
I saw you
at the news. You've given it the tick of approval.
Everything's ready to go, Gary. All systems are go. The ground itself looks an absolute treat. I don't think we're going to have any problems whatsoever with
the MCG. Did you walk it again?
I didn't. I wasn't allowed on the surface last night. I had to just view it from upstairs, but it looks absolutely magnificent. I spent a little bit of time with the boys who are operating the camera on the wire as well.
Skycam.
Yeah, Skycam with their little joysticks, and they're ready to go. Everything looks tickety-boo there too. So no reason for anything other than a great start to the AFL season.
And South Australia is going to be fine as well. So, yes, we did have a little gremlin in the system there, so we apologise for that, but don't.
Don't panic.
Don't send your mean messages to us. We're in a very positive up.
We were here ready to go, weren't we?
Damn straight we were. I did yesterday. I had a sat down with Craig McRae and Justin Lippich yesterday at a lunch.
Yeah, a little sit down.
Had a chat with them.
And?
I might save it for after seven, but I tell you what, if you're a Collingwood fan, your club is in very good hands.
Just give us a little teaser. Did he drop anything that might be picked up by any of the news services?
Had it been dropped anywhere else? In camera.
I know that, but had it been dropped somewhere else, would they have picked it up? Anything?
No, he's just himself. That's what I love about Craig McRae.
He's very comfortable in his own skin.
Himself.
Isn't he? Yeah.
He's not trying to be anyone else.
No.
So,
like him? You like his style?
Yeah, I really do. I really do like him. So.
And Leper, how was he?
He was great.
Were they fighting? Did you feel like there was a lot of tension between the two clubs?
They used to live together, you know.
Did they?
As players.
Well, they're old teammates.
They used to live together. He did say that back in the day Craig McRae said, it was always me, the supporters would come up and go, here, can you take a photo of me and Leper? And now as they go up to Leper and say, can you take a photo of me and Craig? Which he quite enjoyed.
Who else was there on that little panel show you were doing?
Richo.
And how did he go?
One of the most likable men in footy, as we all know.
Always.
Kingy. Just there's nothing he doesn't know about the game. And then I wasn't there for the Dane Swan interview, but he was, Swanee was there. Alan Didak was a sponsor of the lunch.
Didsy
was? Heath Shaw.
What's Didsy do?
Logistics.
Okay.
Logistics.
Where was the lunch?
At the Collingwood thing, you know.
No, I don't.
Well, the Collingwood room above the ground there. Glass house.
At the glass house.
Yeah.
How many peoples were in there?
It was hundreds. Hundreds.
Small crowd.
Big crowd.
Small crowd by the sound of things.
Well, you only get so many in there, Whispers. It was chocker.
What did you roll with? Anything?
I interviewed.
You didn't do a spot?
I did a panel as well.
Right.
Yep.
And? Did you get away a zinger or two or not?
I played it pretty straight.
Did
pretty
you?
Straight, yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. You were magnificent yesterday on the pod. We did our pod, everybody, yesterday down the rabbit hole. Gary talked about the time when he was a little lad and his dad Pence was coaching. I love that story.
We celebrated football.
I love that story.
We celebrated football on our podcast yesterday. The podcast, the Wisp told us about his debut and how it all came about and the day that he took a young Essendon supporter to the footy. Extraordinary. One of the more, in fact, you don't have to listen to our podcast, but I encourage you to go and listen to the Wisp's story about the time he took a young Essendon supporter to a game. I choked on this story. It was unbelievable. Hey, lots of stuff going on. You've often come in here because of your love of basketball and that sort of stuff. And well done to the Sydney Kings last night, who have secured their back-to-back title.
Mm.
You say that the players should turn up and be free to express themselves through the way they present and dress.
Yes, I've said that many times.
Many,
I pushed
many,
for
many
it hard.
Times.
push for it hard. What's happened?
And now Patrick Dangerfield, the president of the Players Association, said that's exactly what he wants to see happen.
Yep.
So what are we going to see tonight?
Dress as you please. No, they've got to get it through.
Who's they got to get it through?
They've got to get it through the AFL. The AFL are pushing back a little bit because I think the clubs are pushing back on it because they want the players to turn up and roll up in their club uniforms with their sponsors and all that sort of stuff hanging off of them too, which is all good and the money goes into the game. But I think, as you do, to grow the game even further across this country, I'm not talking about around the world, I'm just talking around this country. You've got all these great, you know, fit, healthy, young, good-looking young men are incapable of being able to express themselves as individuals.
They might want it. It's a very American style look at me, look at me.
No, it's not a matter. No, you don't have to dress up in some of the garb we see the NBA players dress up.
What do you want
in.
Them to dress up
well,
as?
Just as the way that they would normally be dressed if they were going to a football game and not representing their club.
What if they start turning up in their trackies or their work shorts?
Fine them. No, not fine them. That's fine. That is fine.
That's fine.
That's fine if they do that. If that's their expression of self, then that's fine.
All right.
But I think it'll be great for the game. I think, you know, we have to grow the game as big as we possibly can in Australia. And I think that this is a way of drawing other people into the game that may not necessarily follow AFL football, but might start following individuals, and then they may get an interest in the game.
I like it. What would you wear if this was introduced when you were at your absolute peak? What would you rock up to?
I'm just trying to think of something that would be an expression of me. I used to roll with a nice overall, straight out of the...
An overall with no shirt?
No shirt underneath.
Right.
Just a bit of a buffing underneath, a nice little hat, and maybe a boot or something like that as well, just to accompany it with.
I think it takes the pressure off the players and when they have to wear their... club issued tracksuit and short and pant. They can just get there and.
What do you mean? It takes the pressure off them.
Well, they don't have to worry about what they wear. They just get up, put their shorts on, their club polo, and in they go.
But maybe they don't want to do that. Maybe they want to feel like they want to be young people expressing themselves and just wearing what they like.
That's fair enough.
And not having to wear the uniform.
I like it. You've got cut through again, and I call you cut through wispy. You get stuff done. You fixed up the. Playing surface, and now you've suggested this, and this is going to get going. I want to work out how many people are going to get to this game. We did this last year. I think I was within, of round one, I think I was within about 8,000.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, you had 68 going to the Marvel Stadium.
I think I lost it.
Yeah.
Right, just quickly off the top of your head, and everyone can have a guess at this.
Tonight?
Well, no, they want the whole round. I want to see how many we can get for the whole round, right?
Okay, so what's the record? Is it 400,000 or something, isn't it, for round one? Around the 400,000. That's what they're trying to break, I think.
They want 400,000. Yeah. 400,000. So let's see if we can get them there. Richmond and Carlton tonight. How many?
85.
Yes. I was going to say 87.
Okay.
So split the middle.
Collingwood, Geelong tomorrow.
I think that could be an 88er. Joel Selwood walking the cup round.
Collingwood people.
They want 90. I'm told they want 90.
Yeah, they're going to break 90.
Add these up.
91,000, they'll get.
88 plus 91, righto. Then on, Port Adelaide, Adelaide Oval against the Brisbane Lions. That's a sellout.
That's a full house, isn't it?
What's a full house at Adelaide Oval?
Give me, Port. 44? It's not Adelaide.
44,000?
42, I'm going.
Righto, we'll split the middle for 43. Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs, I think the season opener last year, they had around 58 or 59, which was the highest crowd they've ever had between those two sides.
Yes. I read where your mate Sam McClure thinks that the snow might come early, that he thinks that the crowd may stay away, the Melbourne crowd may stay
away. Wash your mouth out.
That's not me saying that. That's him saying
that. He's gone with that zinger early, has he?
Well, I just read that.
Nice one, Sam.
I'm going. So the 58 they had there last year.
Yeah, world record crowd. I think maybe 55.
Okay. I'll go 55, yep.
Suns and Swans at Gold Coast Heritage Bank Stadium.
18? That'd be a good crowd, wouldn't it? 18?
I think a few Swannies will travel for that, won't they?
Right, okay.
I'll go 23.
All right.
Giants and Crows at Giant Stadium.
12-ish?
Yeah, 15 I was going to say.
Yeah.
Hawthorn and Essendon, big one, MCG 320 on Sunday.
I reckon that'll touch 60.
Yeah, they're hoping for 60. And then at Marvel Stadium, the Saints under Rossi take on the Freo Dockers. I think a 37.
21.
21?
Yeah.
There's a season opener.
St Kilda Frio.
Oh, yeah, Frio. Yeah. Okay. All right, 30. What's that add up to? We missed North Melbourne West Coast, I'm told.
Yep,
how
okay.
Did that?
19 and a half.
At Marvel Stadium. Oh, Clarko's return.
Okay, 22.
Saturday, yeah, I'll go 24.
Okay. How many are we up to?
Coxie's got his shoes off. He's trying to count fingers, toes. That's 429,000.
Okay, we're going to break the record then. Well done.
The record is 400,401, so we're on track.
Archie reckons dressing like a damn fool adds nothing to the game. Leave it alone, Tim. Well, why do you think, Archie, that people are going to dress like fools?
Yeah.
They're just going to dress the way that they would like to dress. And someone else says, well, all it's going to do is it just gives something for people to criticise. Well,
people don't need a reason to criticise. They criticise anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't they, Whispers?
Well, they do. They do. Hey, I want to play this too. This is Rod Stewart. What a beautiful tribute this was to Ange Postecoglou. You know that Rod Stewart is a massive supporter of Celtic. Obviously, Ange coaches them over there or manages them over there in Scotland. This is his dedication song at his Melbourne concert the other night.
Yeah.
And while Rockin' Rod was singing that, up on the big screen.
Big picture of Ange.
Big picture of Ange. How lovely was that?
Beautiful.
I saw all the people arriving there last night to the concert too. Gee, he gets them from all shapes, he gets them from all age brackets, demographics, everything. Everybody loves rock and roll.
What was the age split?
It was all over the shop, Gary. I was intrigued, actually. I was stuck in traffic going past there, and I'm thinking, all these people going to this concert, geez, touched a lot of people, Rod Stewart.
Do you like Rod Stewart?
I do like Rod Stewart.
You got one of his albums?
Yes. Every Picture Tells a Story was one of his first albums, and my brother had it, and we used to play vinyl, and we got a record player for Christmas one year between the five kids. It was a very lean Christmas, by the way. Very, very lean.
What about
Little Turntable?
Sailing. I like that song.
We are sailing.
Well, you don't need to sing it, but there you go. This person says, on Tuesday, you couldn't remember a film with Jamie Lee Curtis. That's a good memory. It was with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, and it was Trading Places.
Trading Places, yes. Maggie May was one of my favourite Rod Stewart.
Maggie May. Yeah. I think I like Rod Stewart.
Oh, Maggie, I wish I'd never seen your face.
Did you see Joe Biden give old Elbow a pair of sunnies?
Yes, did he put them on, though?
He didn't wear them, did he?
I think he was afraid to wear them. I reckon one of his advisors said, nah, look, that photo's going to turn up somewhere and you're not going to be looking your best with those aviator glasses on and somebody's going to have a crack at you about it, so don't do them. One of those people may have been Paul Keating, who had a couple of things to say. You were right. You know, I went home thinking about this yesterday.
Hold that thought because we're going to get a break away. And
I want to talk about this propaganda campaign that you believe that is going to be part of international politics. And given that nobody knows more about international politics than somebody that's true. Actually hosted the Today Show on the same morning that Saddam Hussein popped his head out of the ground.
Is he in breakfast with a Kogan Money credit card, packed full of value in Melbourne Airport parking. Park at Melbourne Airport from just $12 a day.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
No dead air. We're up and going. We are here for round one, Richmond and Carlton at the MCG tonight, 7:20. A couple of changes for the Tigers. New players, Hopper and Taranto. For the Blues, they welcome Lachlan Cowan from Tasmania. Oliver Hollins, who we spoke to his dad yesterday, and Blake Akers, who we know very well, of course, former St Kilda and Fremantle player.
So nice little shake-up. A nice little shake-up.
Nice.
A couple of new faces there.
We're going to do a very comprehensive deep dive into that game after seven.
We are. We are. Isn't a player's hairstyle giving them enough latitude to express themselves, Tim? No, it's not, Wayne. No, it is not. Wait till you see some of the outfits that they arrive at the football wearing. Then they post them on their socials, and then that gets people talking, and that creates interest in the game, and we grow the game here in Australia. I think it's simple.
Do a few deals with the clothing company.
Exactly. Now, you and I were thinking along the same lines when the government announced that they're going to spend $360 billion on new submarines, and you said WISP. I think the whole thing is just a charade. Can you just delve a little bit deeper on your thoughts there about what you think is going on there and how they're building these submarines in Hollywood workshop somewhere?
No, you said that. You said, why don't they save the $360 billion, invest a few million, make some fake papier-mâché ones, trot out about 18 or 20 of them, say, look what we've got.
Produce a big film.
Show, hey, Z. X.
X. Produce a big film that Joe Biden puts out on his Instagram, whatever, and then have the Chinese believing that we've got this massive, massive army here.
That's right. And then you went a step further and said, let's make a whole heap of robots.
I said that. I said, we'll have them marching out of the ground somewhere, and there's like thousands and thousands, and every time...
Well, there doesn't have to be thousand or thousand. You only have to make about 10.
No, it looks like there
and
is.
And then you replicate that row of 10.
Oh, Gary, I know how it works. I work in the TV industry. Make it look like we've got an army of all these AI soldiers that you can't kill. And when you do shoot them, they multiply by five and they turn into rockets and propellers and things like that.
I love it. I love it.
X is going to be shaking in his boots.
1-300-736-736 and the temper. We don't need to encourage you to get onto the temper 40 winks text because it is absolutely smashing along. Some of you are suggesting that the app is, it's got a gremlin. No doubt about that. It's got a gremlin in the system.
It can be activated at any time too.
Yeah,
you can be just talking, you and I can just be talking like this and then all of a sudden there's just, yep.
That's it. That's not, Wisp, tell the Simon Madden story from the podcast on the radio. I'm still peeing myself laughing.
No, that's a podcast story. You're going to have to go to the rabbit hole to get that.
That's made it through, has it? Oh, dear. What are you going to be doing?
I didn't know.
Want to know what you're doing tonight. If you've been waiting for footy for 6 months and you're not going, if you're not one of the 80-plus thousand who are going, what are you doing? Like I walked into this function yesterday with a couple and they said, oh, we're excited to have footy back and how great it is. And she said, my 12-year-old daughter, she's just got mad into footy, and she said, Dad, can I stay up and watch the first game tomorrow? He said, yes, of course you can. What's that? Is that happening in households all around?
Of course it is, Gary.
And there's the Whispers doing his walk and talk.
And we should never, ever forget. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We should never, ever forget that kids are just awakening to the idea of this game of AFL football for the very first time. I've got a grandchild who'll be going to the game, Essendon and Hawthorn on Sunday afternoon. Hucky's first game. He wants to put on an S and jumper. He's so excited.
What numbers is he putting? Obi, Joby, one Kenobi?
We've got some old Joby jumpers still that will fit him, so he'll be going in a number 4. But there are kids who are just discovering the game for the first time. Like the excitement that you talked about yesterday, going to the football with your dad and being out on the ground, having a kick and all that sort of stuff. It's happening.
I know. It is. So the routine will start. And there'll be routines that start today that might last a lifetime. This person I spoke to yesterday with his daughter, this might be their, she might end up having 4 kids, but every first game of the season, come back and watch it with dad.
That's how it starts.
That's the stuff I like.
That's how it starts. I love that. I love watching families and generations of people getting to the football together. Yep. Just by the way, what did you see up there?
I saw you doing your new promo for Channel Wish News.
It looked good.
There was a lot of you.
Well, it's all about...
it was all about you.
Well...
walk and talk, in and out. I don't know if we got any audio of the whisper.
Oh, I can find some for you.
I bet you could. Toddy at Chernside Park, he's got footy training at Coldstream, then he's going to order a pizza, and he's going to watch the Blues smash the Tigers on the couch. That's what I want, Todd. You're going to have to race home?
Yes, I am. I'm going to text you at some stage, and just if I'm not home back on the lounge chair by the time the game starts, you may have to delay the game for a couple of minutes if you can, please.
Okay. Someone hasn't put their – please put your name on your messages because I like to refer to you by name. I'll just have to call you 5557. He wants to know where the podcast is. That's the Rabbit Hole podcast, so you can go and find that wherever you like. Or wherever you get your podcast from.
Oh, he's desperate to watch that person. Or listen to it, and watch it. You can do both.
And you're an idiot, Tim, making a mockery of our defence system. Just relax that person. We're having a bit of fun. It's the start of the AFL season.
And not only that, we've saved the country $360 billion.
Exactly. Just lighten up a little bit. We'll take the 6:30 news. Be back after this.